Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Brian Belangi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day and for your Sunday obligation. Set me free from my distress, O Lord. See my lowliness and suffering, and take away all my sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, we pray, may be so conformed to the Paschal observances that the bodily discipline now solemnly begun may bear fruit in the souls of all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, if the wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right and just, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he has practiced. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked, says the Lord God? Do I rather rejoice when he turns from his evil way, that he may live? And if the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Because of this, he shall die. You say, the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel. Is it my way that is unfair, or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue and commits iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if the wicked, turning from the wickedness he has committed, does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all the sins he has committed. He shall surely live, he shall not die. The word of the Lord. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand?
Who can stand?
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered.
If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand?
I trust in the Lord, my soul trusts in his word. My soul waits for the Lord, more than sentinels wait for the dawn. Let Israel wait for the Lord.
If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand?
For with the Lord is kindness, and with him plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities.
If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand?
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said of your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown in prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
During the season of Lent, we have a number of very challenging readings, but the readings that we have for our first week of Lent on this Friday are extremely challenging. The first one from the Gospel of Matthew, we hear this reading quite often on Sundays and during the week, but I think this is one that really strikes home with a lot of us. The anger that we might have towards a brother or a sister or somebody we know, that we just can't let go of the anger that we have, in a way that we're almost writing them off to the point that we're just kind of letting them go and saying, well, I'm okay and they're not. It's important that if somebody's wronged anyone or we've wronged another person, it's good that we do try to seek that forgiveness, because the Lord does say, you know, we can do a lot of virtuous things, and we can give alms, we can bring gifts to the poor, we can do a lot of things, but if we're still holding that hatred, those gifts aren't as good. And so it's important that we come with a heart open to God's mercy, love, and we give it there with good intent, always in union with our brothers and sisters. It's a challenge that's worth living for. The book of the prophet Ezekiel is very prophetic. It's a prophetic book, of course, but when you really see about it here, there's a lot of truth to this. We are always called to repentance, and that is our life that we are to call. During Lent, of course, we as a community really work on that, to repent, to believe in the gospel, to turn away from sin. We give alms, we fast, we do works of charity, all those things to grow. But we should always be remember of our continuing journey of repentance, so that we turn away from any sinfulness that we've had. Because the Lord said, when you turn away from your sinfulness and you turn towards good and you seek what is good, especially in Jesus Christ, you know, you can't go wrong. And that's what's important. We must turn away from evil and do good. And in that case, the Lord doesn't look so much on our past as he does on our future. You know, by the grace of God, we seek the heart of Christ and we go after it and don't turn back. Now, there's a little bit of warning here in the sense that the closer that we get to God, the closer that we get to the heart of Christ, the more powerful the inclinations to turn away are going to be, the temptations to turn away are going to come. And so we can be tempted to turn away from God in very, very, very serious ways. And how much of a greater sin is it for someone who is virtuous or claiming to be virtuous to turn away from the path and commit sin in a way that's very grievous? That is very dangerous, according to the prophet Ezekiel. Not only do we end up in a very serious predicament for eternity, but even here, how often has this happened where we have seemingly very good people and they do some very criminal types of things? What happens when someone who is purported to be a good person, in other words, in Christ, what happens when they're arrested, taken into court, and they're found guilty of crimes that can be very malicious? Well, what happens is they are usually put in jail, of course, but then anything that they might have done that might have either seemed good or even been good are put aside. They're let go. And so there's a lot of truth to this. None of the virtuous deeds shall be remembered because his faith of committed sin has been broken. So there's a lot of truth to this. So it's why as we go on our path of righteousness, we must put a fence around sin in many ways, a fence against the near occasion of sin, to even be careful against walking near it. And that's why forgiving brothers and neighbors is so important, because a lot of evil can start there if we don't watch it. Let us ask the Lord for mercy, but if we're asking for mercy, we need to have mercy as well. And let us know that nothing is more serious than committing sin, especially a grave one that injures our relationship with God and one another. Let us use this Lent that we repent and really grow in the love of the Lord and seek the heart of Christ in a new and deeper way. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers. We pray today for Pope Francis, for our bishops and all priests, that Christ will strengthen them as witnesses of the gospel of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will lead our nation with humility and courage and protect the rights and dignity of all people, especially the most vulnerable. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all youth, especially the poor and the disadvantaged, that through the intercession of St. Catherine Drexel, they may all be given the opportunity to receive quality education. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ. And in a special way, we pray for Bishop Dave O'Connell, who passed away very tragically in Los Angeles, whose funeral is being held today. We pray for also the repose of his soul, and we ask for the care of all who are mourning. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intention of Bishop Daniel Garcia of Monterey and Bishop Edward Burns of Dallas, who celebrate the Episcopal anniversaries today, and for Bishop Jeffrey Walsh of Gaylord, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary tomorrow, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you're good and loving, you know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you today, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash away, O Lord, my iniquities, numb my sins, cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Praise the Lord Jesus' name, for our good and good of all the Holy Church.
Accept the sacrificial offerings, O Lord, by which, in your power and kindness, you willed us to be reconciled to yourself, and our salvation to be restored, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just that we should give you thanks and praise, O God, Almighty Father, for all you do in this world through our Lord Jesus Christ. For though the human race is divided by dissension and discord, yet we know that by testing us you change our hearts to prepare them for reconciliation. Even more, by your Spirit you move human hearts, that enemies may speak to each other again, adversaries join hands, and people seek to meet together. By the working of your power comes about, O Lord, that hatred is overcome by love, revenge gives way to forgiveness, and discord is changed to mutual respect. Therefore, as we give you ceaseless thanks with the choirs of heaven, we cry out to your majesty on earth, and without end we acclaim, Holy,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, Lord God of hosts,
heaven and earth are full of your glory,
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You therefore, Almighty Father, we bless through Jesus Christ, your Son, who comes in your name. He himself is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered to us. When we ourselves had turned away from you on account of our sin, you brought us back to be reconciled, O Lord, so that converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you, sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For in about to give his life to set us free as he reclined at supper, he himself took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, on that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing into his hands, confessing your mercy, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Celebrating therefore the memorial of his death and resurrection of your Son, who left us his pledge of his love, we offer you what you have bestowed on us, the sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you also to accept this together with your Son, and in this saving banquet graciously to endow us with the very Spirit who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity and instrument of your peace among all people, and may he keep us in communion with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, and all the bishops and your entire people. Just as you have gathered us now at the table of your Son, so also bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, with our brothers and sisters and those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God,
take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Grant us peace. The world.
Free me of this most holy body, but from all my sins, for be evil. Give me all your faith with your commandments, never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof.
Say the word, and my soul shall be healed. As I live, says the Lord, I do not desire the death of the sinner, but rather that he turn back and live. For those watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. holy refreshment of your sacrament, restore us anew, O Lord, and cleansing us of old ways, take us up into the mystery of salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Look with favor on your people, O Lord, that what their observance outwardly declares, it may be inwardly bring about through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up, please join Kiel Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
The prayer to St. Michael, St. Michael, the Archangel.
May God rebuke him and humble pray.
And thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by power of God, cast into hell Satan and all of his spirits,
who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
The first Friday, act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I give myself and consecrate to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that I may be unwilling to make use of any part of my being other than to honor, love, and glorify the Sacred Heart. This is my unchanging purpose, namely to be all His and to do all things for the love of Him, and at the same time, renouncing with all my heart whatever is displeasing to Him. I therefore take you, O Sacred Heart, to be the only object of my love, the guardian of my life, my assurance of salvation, the remedy of my weakness and inconsistency, the atonement for all the faults of my life, and my sure refuge at the hour of death. Be then, O Heart of Goodness, my justification before God the Father, and turn away from me the strokes of His righteous anger. O Heart of Love, I put all my confidence in You, for I fear everything from my own wickedness and frailty, but I hope for all things from Your goodness and bounty. Remove from me all that can displease You or reduce Your holy will. Let Your pure heart imprint me so deeply upon my heart that I shall never be able to forget You or to be separated from You. May I obtain from all Your loving kindness the grace of having my name written in Your heart. For in You I desire to place all my happiness and glory, living and dying in bondage to You. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.